لعباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث السبعة: الذين يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. وذكر منهم: ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. مذاكرة السنة بفوي استاد هذا هو لسي الشيخ زمان عبد الحميد صاحب زعمة بركاته ومنشن that sunnat mudhakara is such, it brings a nur into our heart. That is why our famous couplet of our Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayh, whenever we hear or we read, we feel that nuraniyat in our heart. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, naqshe qadam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste Allah se jalla jalaluhu. Allah سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. It's a عجیب نورانی شعر. That is a over and over how many times we have heard this, but it's like every time when you hear this نورانی couplet of our beloved Hakim صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ, it brings نورانیت into our heart, because the footstep of our beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is a pathway to Jannah. Like our Hazrat says, if you really want to follow the pathway of Jannah, then go, don't give up the pathway of Sunnah. Follow the signboard. If a person wants to go from here to a certain destination, a Durban, he should just follow the signboard. So if you want to follow the signboard of Sunnah, we will end up inshallah in Jannah. And Allah say milate, through that we will connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sunnat ke raaste. Ikhlas and ittiba'i sunnat. You go anyway, any locality, any gathering, you find these two important components. They said always ikhlas, and we are sitting with the people of ikhlas, alhamdulillah. With the barakat of people of ikhlas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us ikhlas, inshaAllah. And ittiba'i sunnah. Ittiba'i sunnah is the most important thing. Like how Hazrat mentioned last night, that sunnat is something our Hazrat Wala Hardawi, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, sunnat ka raasta, the path of sunnah, ashal. It's the most easy way. But we always complain, because when it comes to our wedding, as I mentioned last night, it's mu'asharat, mu'amrat, anything, if we go against the sunnah way, we always suffer. But because it's the norm, we want to follow the norm, and we want to suffer. So if we follow the path of sunnah, that is the most easy way. As I mentioned, it's the most easy way, ashal. And then sunnah way is the most ajmal, the most beautiful way. Because if I am connected to my, if we are connected to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then when I am doing something, when I, at the back of my mind, my beloved Nabi alayhi sallam has done it, automatically it beautifies it. That is sufficient for me. Like somebody has asked someone, they said, say, اذكر لنا شيئا يشوقنا إلى الجنة. Tell us something about the Jannah, so we can become a desirous of Jannah. Tell us something about Jannah, so we become a desirous of Jannah. They said, فيها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. For an عاشق for رسول الله, that is sufficient. I'm going to see my beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why the sunnah is the most beautiful way, if only we realize. And it's the most akmal way, it's the most proper way. Perfect way, our Hazrat mentioned. It's the most perfect way. So may Allah grant us the life of sunnat and death in sunnat. So Hazrat also, our Hazrat mentioned with regards to this thing, and previously we heard last night, look at the ajeeb. Now this dua is very ajeeb if you only think when we are making this dua. Ya Allah, grant us the knowledge of every sunnat. A person can, this only that person will say it if he has that love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Knowledge of every sunnah, the correct knowledge, because there are so many other sunnah is floating around. Sometimes it comes on our social media, and they say, do this, you will get so and so reward. But the correct, when we are shahra sunnat awliya, when we are sitting with those awliya Allah, those who are connected to, we know the length of our ulama Deoband, and we know the length of our sunnah. Then we are fully sure. That's why Hazrat says, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the to grant us the knowledge of every sunnah. And not only that, the and love of every sunnah. Grant us the love of every sunnah of Nabi alayhi sallam. Whether we are practicing it now or we are not practicing, and we have that, but we have the desire to practice on each and every sunnah. Ya Allah, grant us the love of every sunnah of Nabi alayhi sallam. And the third thing is this, you must also make dua to Allah, ya Allah, grant us tawfiq to practice upon that sunnah. Now, person who understands, who realizes, who always has the Madina Sharif in front of him, and then he is making the dua, he feels that. And then, as I said, also, lastly, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always, when they practice, to propagate the sunnah. Through propagation, inshallah, we will also start practicing. Like when Maulana Musa Qazi Sahib told me that, Maulana Abdul Rahman, you have to give bayan on dhikr. So I was thinking, last year, Hazrat Hukam was to speak on the same year after Fajr. Then I realized, Hazrat said, that was my sabak and duty is my dua. Because in the Hafiz Sahib, those who are hearing for the first time, it's a sabak. But those who are hearing for the second time or over and over again, that's a door. And we always know, if the sabak and door is strong, then that means there's a pakka hafiz. So I think that definitely our beloved Shaykh Damat Barakatum wants us to become pakka in this aspect of dhikr, because this is very important aspect in reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the aspect of dhikr. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the sunnah which I want to mention today is, which is very, I'm also lacking. We all lack in this thing, many of us, except few, that the sunnah of appreciating each and every ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the quality of shukr. Well, my brothers, the bayan I'm going to say, I can even tell you, I'm copying Hazrat's bayan. I don't know how many times I listened to that Hazrat's bayan. So I can remember the points, otherwise I'm going to forget. And I know still I'm going to forget. But remember that gathering with the presence of our Shaykh, that we are not going to get. Allahu Akbar. What a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to appreciate, we have to cherish every ni'mat of Allah, especially that the ni'mat of the company of Ahlullah. The bayan we can hear from all that. That's why we must have noticed many of the bayans are the repetitions. It's a repetition. But the gatherings, these are gatherings of Ahlullah, the ajeeb thing. Every time we listen to Hazrat, the same thing we hear from Hazrat is something else. Why? Because of the connection we have with Hazrat for the sake of Allah. Now when we hear the same words from the Hazrat, Allahu Akbar, it has some different effect. That is why the connection of that we have to really make shukr to Allah. And man lam yashkur innaas lam yashkur Allah. They said, qalb al-lisan, shukr from the bottom of our heart. Ya Allah, grant long life to our Hazrat, Ya Allah. And we always must make dua from the bottom of our heart, and we say Jazakallah to Hazrat, and we also now want to do things that pleases Hazrat also. Like Hazrat said, there are few murids, I am also one of those who don't report to Hazrat. Allah forgive me. Hazrat says, I want to see, Hazrat wants to see the report. Then that's appreciation, then a person will. But one, this aspect of shukr is such, it takes a person very quick to the ta'alluq ma'allah. It establishes a connection with Allah in a very quick way, ajeeb, this aspect of shukr. When a person makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the easy way to establish the ta'alluq ma'Allah is to make shukr on each and every bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also through that, Hazrat says, Hazrat Dawud Azam said, with your tashakkur, takabbur won't even come near you, inshallah. You will be safe from pride, inshallah. We have to safeguard, because if a person has got a pride, whether he's sitting and giving a bayan, whether he's got some other, he's teaching somewhere, he's teaching at Darul Ulum, but because of the aspect of pride, and the aspect of pride, like yesterday we heard, this is a shaitani guna. This, it's not easy. Only a Shaykh, a Kamil can tell us that this person so and so has got this pride. And Hazrat will only tell us if we are going to inform Hazrat about our daily routine, about what we feel. So that is the most important thing, the aspect of shukr. And our Hazrat always remind us, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, tu ne mujhe insan banaya. What a great ni'mat Allah has made us, ashraful makhlukat. Allah has made us from this, ashraful makhlukat. Iman ata kiya, and on the top of that Allah has given us iman. Many people, you see, they've got so much of, you can see, they've got so much of this social, they want to help this, but they've got no iman. Haba'an mansura, all gone, waste. But Allah has blessed us, we never ask for it. We have to make shukr for this ni'mat every day. As I said, iman ata kiya, then Nabi alayhi salatu salam ka ummati banaya. What a great ni'mat. We have to make shukr for this ni'mat. Every Nabi, Allahu Akbar, they wish to become the part of this ummat, and we never ask, and Allah has given us this thing. What a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make shukr of that. And then Hazrat Father said, you must make shukr. Daily you must make shukr. Imam Nabi asked over there, Ya Allah, this risk you kept it in your hands, Ya Allah. Kitni badi baat hai. Day and night we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not stopped our risk. The risk, the sustenance Allah has kept. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sustaining us. Every day, Allahu Akbar. And then the last, and one of the things that just says, you must always mention, Rizab Nabazaka, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concealed my faults. That is the ajeeb thing. That is the ajeeb thing. That is why I am sitting here and you are listening to me, but because Allah has concealed my faults. Allahu Akbar. If Allah is Sattar al-Uyub, we have to make so much of shukr. It is, otherwise it's become almost impossible to give bayan. Everyone has that. Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira. He knows his own condition. But because of the husnazan of Ahlullah, they said, okay, now you also talk a little bit. So because, so sometimes it happens, so because the mashayikh and the gathering as such, when the people are listening with ikhlas, Allah grants a person who also speak with ikhlas also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us tawfiq. This aspect of shukr is ajeeb. One of the things which Mufti Taqi Usmani mentioned, that shaitan's first attack with a banda is, when he says, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ, he attacks from all sides. From front, at the back, right, left. He attacks a person with all four corners, all four sides. And as a result of which, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, you won't find people grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mufti Taqi Usmani mentioned, that inshallah he will be protected from shaitan from all sides, inshallah. Just by making shukr. So let us make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a gathering like this, everyone has, our Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to mention, that if a person has got 10 watt, his nur al-taqwa is little. But when he's sitting in the gathering like this, we have many mashayikh, our beloved Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum, we know for the sure, inshaAllah, that our Hazrat's contact with Allah is something else. That's why the nur al-taqwa of our Hazrat, nur al-taqwa of other mashayikh, everyone, if a person is sitting alone, it's only maybe 10%, but 10 watt, like a small bulb, it's got 10 watt. But if you're sitting with all, now when the nur of taqwa, and then this taqwa, the nur of taqwa of each and every individual, when it combines, now everyone is benefiting from that. Everyone is benefiting. No one, that is what they said, hum qawmun la yashqal. He probably, maybe he came for the first time to say jalsa, let me see what's happening in the jalsa. But that person is also not deprived. Because hum qawmun, they are such a mubarak gathering, mubarak people, because they are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says after the sunnat mudakara, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. As I said, the aspect of dhikr is the most important aspect in reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a times, as I said, a person throughout his life, whole life is making dhikr, but because of the two conditions are not met, he is not benefiting from his dhikr, which we have mentioned last year as well. The number one is, we heard yesterday as well, that a person is not making regular. Hazrat says, make your zikr for, at least start your, Hazrat says, for 40 days in the company of your sheikh, if you make zikr, with pabandi. Inform your sheikh, for 40 days with regular zikr, and then you'll see the effect of the zikr. And then Hazrat says, make aashiqana zikr, walihana zikr. When a person is connected to someone, then he's taking the name, he feels that proximity, he feels that I'm in love with someone. In the same way, if a person is connected to Allah, then it's something different. Hazrat Damat Barakatum has quoted that example of Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayh, that when he went to, first time when he went in company of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayh, then he said, Khuda jane kis andaaz se bayan kiya, jaise Quran aaj hi nazil hua. As if the Quran was revealed today. When he sat in the company of Mashayikh, we read Quran, we come across many ahadith, but when we hear from our mashayikh, it shakes our iman. Now we realize definitely we are lacking in this thing. I really need to improve because of the ikhlas. And then he says, when the connection was made, after that, what was the condition of Hazrat Sayyid Salman Nabi Rahmatullah Alayh? Naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya, zikr mein taasir hai, daur hai jam hai. Now he says, subhanallah, now when he takes the name of Allah, now he feels something, he's in a trance. He's in a love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what is required. Our Hazrat says, make proper regular zikr with extreme punctuality and then see the effect of zikr. Many a time Hazrat says, Hazrat also mentioned this, some people they are allergic to zikr. They don't make zikr. They sometimes say, you know, we are reading salah, that is also a form of zikr. We are staying away from haram, that is also zikr. We are reading Quran, that is also a zikr. But Hazrat says from Quran, Hazrat has proven from Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us in the Quran, وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ, and take the name of your Allah. Take the name of your Rabb. What is that? To say Allah, 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 جَلَّ جَلَالَهُ تَعَالَى شَأْنُهُ. So I said, this is ذِكْرَ لِسَانِي. Taking the name of Allah is also a must. But Hazrat says, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, it comes to the Quran, اذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Make ذِكْر in abundance. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, and singing the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They glorify day and night. Hazrat says, yeah, morning and evening refers to every morning and every. And Hazrat says, that means every time. All the time we should be indulged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَزَالُ لِسَانُكَ رَطْبًا مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. So that is the most important aspect of zikr, that we must make it regularly and we must make it with love and affection, and we must have that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will feel the effect of the zikr. As it says, الذاكر كالواقف على الباب. A person who is making zikr is like that person who is standing at the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is banging the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as it says, one day the door will open inshallah, and the door of Allah, when it will open completely inshallah. غشيتهم الرحوة, it will engulf, it will take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that person will become jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pull that person towards him. The Hazrat said, don't stop taking zikr. One of the mashayikh have mentioned, or Hakim Sahib rahmatullah have mentioned, one of the aspect, when a person makes zikr, the object and the benefit of zikr is, barik barik guna bhi insan ko nazar aane lagte hain. The guna which we don't even realize. There are so many gunas when it comes to our muasharat and muamalat. There are so many other gunas. But when a person starts making zikr of Allah, he takes the name of Allah, then he realizes, Allahu Akbar, I am also going against the command of Sharia here. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. They realize because of the barakat of, they realize something is wrong somewhere. They start, our Hadrat said, their heart becomes so sensitive. Any haram comes, they import in the heart. They realize, no. My Allah is not so happy with me. That has become, when a person takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his heart becomes so sensitive, he cannot take any haram. And as I say, that is also how Hakim Sahib rahmatullah used to mention with regards to the zikr especially. As I say, when we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a nur is created in our heart. And when that nur is created in our heart, it becomes very easy to follow the commands of Sharia. Otherwise, there is a zulmat in our heart, darkness. If you don't make the zikr, there is a darkness. And when there is a darkness, a person feels lethargic. Now, you don't want to come to a company of a sheikh also. He is looking for an excuse to avoid the sheikh's company. You will say, oh, you know what, my child is sick, I have an excuse. I couldn't come for a sahih jalsa. I couldn't come for majlis. He is looking for an excuse. Why, Hazrat says, because something is, our mashayikh mentioned, if a person is not inclining to his sheikh, then definitely, one of the two things is happening. Either he is not making his zikr regularly, or he is involved in some guna. Hazrat says, very simple, make tawbah and come back. Very simple, patch up with our connection with Allah. Let us make tawbah. Let us make our zikr regularly. And then inshallah we will feel, because nur attracts a nur. When a person makes zikr, the nur is created in the heart. Then those nuri people, we get attracted to them automatically. Then we feel like going in the majlis, because now we have got light. Like our Hazrat Hakim Sahib mentioned, when a person is making zikr, it's like you switch on the lights. Now you can see a lot of scorpions in the room, a lot of snakes in the room. It's exactly when we say make the zikr of Allah, then we realize there are a lot of scorpions of ujub and kibr and vanity in my heart. It's hidden there. But when we say to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's become visible. Now we have to see, now we have to stay away from all those haram. So one of the aspects, Hazrat says that dhikr is such an important thing. And Hazrat also mentioned, dhikr is not a sleeping majlis. It's not a sleeping majlis. I'm telling myself because I'm also falling asleep now. It's not a sleeping majlis. That's the time a person should, with full nishat. That is why Hazrat says, zikr, zakir ko mazkur tak pahunchata hai. Hazrat mentioned that zikr is such a thing, it takes the zakir, a person who is making zikr, to mazkur to its object, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you are on a journey to reach Allah, you're sleeping. We are on a journey to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says this is important, our Hazrat Damat Barakatum mentioned, but sometimes, Hazrat says the josh, because for josh, Hazrat says oh, we make zikr. And we make so much and very loud zikr also. And all of a sudden, Hazrat said, like the air come out of the balloon. So, flat. 1-2 days, proper zikr. And after that, flat for 2 weeks. No zikr at all. Hazrat said, that is not the case. We should not do it with hosh. We must do it. And we must do it regularly, with extreme punctuality. And then we see the effect of zikr. And Hazrat says, important thing with regards to our zikr, when we want to make the zikr of Allah, let us fix the time. And Hazrat said, there are many times you can sit after asr, but there are many other. Hazrat said, the nature of insan is, when he's got the taqaza of deen and dunya, he always goes to taqaza of dunya. He gives preference to his dunya than over deen. So if a person is sitting after asr, and he's got a phone call, or some other thing, definitely he will say, okay, let me postpone my zikr, and then the day is gone. Likewise, the second day is gone. Hazrat said, always, the best time for zikr, Hazrat said, is after tahajjud, till ishraq. That's the time Hazrat says if a person sits, because normally that's the time we don't have any taqaza. Hazrat said, that's the time. Wash our hearts with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Damat Barakatum gave very beautiful example of this. Hazrat said, if the glass is dirty and if you want to put a clean water inside, with what you are going to wash the glass? With the water again. Similarly, Hazrat said, if our heart is dirty and we want to put of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. Let us wash our heart with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us purify our heart with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into our heart, and then after that, when the heart will pump blood, it won't only pump blood, it will pump inshallah the ma'rifat and zikr and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to connect ourselves. The aspect of the zikr is not, that is why many of the mashayikh used to prescribe the zikr. Make regularly, make with the ashiqana zikr, and then see the effect of zikr. One of the, and Hazrat mentioned, when a person is making zikr, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat beautifully mentioned at night of a person is sleeping, and all of a sudden he wakes up. Hazrat said, it's not like that. Fazkuruni azkurkum. Sabit Bunani, our Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned, Sabit Bunani was a tabi'i, rahimahullah. He used to tell his servant, see, I'm going to remember. He used to hold this tasbih and he said, now my Allah is remembering me. He said, Hazrat, how you can say? He said, no, Allah says in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي, you remember me, أَذْكُرُكُمْ, I will remember you. So he said, I'm holding my tasbih, I know I'm remembering my Allah. And my Allah is remembering me. At the back of his mind, he says, my Allah, he feels that closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَا جَلِيس. That's why before we start a zikr, our Hazrat taught us, you must say, أَنَا جَلِيس مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. Hadith al-Qudsi, that I am there. Those who remember me, I am there in their company. Allahu Akbar. And when a person is at the back of that mind, he feels that closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he will make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I said, at the night when you wake up, all of a sudden, maybe any noise, it's not you just woke up. It's the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you. It's an alarm for you. Come my banda, get up, ask me. I am remembering you. Remember me at this time. Hazrat said at that time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us our begging bowls, right? It's attached to our body. We don't have to go take out and then. Hazrat said, these are our begging bowls. Even if you don't want to read salah, just sit for 2 minutes in the bed and lift your hands. Look how Allah, yesterday Mawlana Imran Khaji was saying, you know, we don't want to follow these because he said it's too simple. Look how Hazrat made this, the pathway of suluk is so simple for us. Hazrat said that just sit in the bed and then connect yourself. Lift up your hands and connect yourself with Allah. It comes in a hadith, مَنْ تَعَارَّ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَنْ تَعَارَّ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. If a person wakes up at night, وَقَالْ لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Basically the fourth kalima and the third kalima. If a person reads at night, he woke up and all of a sudden he just read the fourth kalima and the third kalima. After that he said ثم قال اللهم اغفر لي. Ya Allah forgive me. Allah says he's forgiven. He makes any other dua besides this. استجيب له, his duas will be answered. فإن توضى وصلى قبلت صلاته. And if he makes wudu and he reads salah, Allah will accept his salah. Allahu Akbar. How Hazrat taught us so nicely, beautifully. At that time, let us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to remember, Allah is remembering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unmindful of any of his creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembering us every split second. As I said, in two ways. If a person is obedient, Allah is remembering him. If a person is obedient through reward, Allah remembers that person. And if a person is not the obedient person, Allah still remembers that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through punishment. Allah punishes that person so that he can come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of, as I said, aspect of dhikr is very important, my brothers. We just need to understand, and we need to, this is our door, that every time we sit and we make dhikr, and then Hazrat says, make your dhikr individual and also in a gathering. Because when a person makes in a gathering, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers that person also in a gathering of malaika. Arwahul mursaleen, Allah remembers it. Allah, and Hazrat says, when you are making dhikr at that time, very simply Hazrat says, you make your wudu, face qibla, and after that, when you face Qibla, sit with your crossed leg. And then at that time, Hazrat says, start your dhikr with Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa alayka sallim. Fazkuruni azkurkum. Ana jaleesu man dhakarini. Start with Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is important. And Hazrat gave an example very beautifully. Hazrat says, Hazrat Damod Barakatam says this, Durood Sharif is such a valuable. We are sitting, we are making zikr, but there is no concentration, no feelings. But when we bring Durood Sharif, it's like a, it serves like a tow truck. It will pull our zikr into acceptance, inshaAllah. As I say, make your zikr and start with Durood Sharif, and then see the effect of the zikr. And after that, a person is thinking, is contemplating. After that, as I say, make muraqabah of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The zikr of La ilaha illallah is afdalul zikr. As I said, make us at the back of your mind, just keep in your mind, La ilaha illallah, afdalul dhikr, is the best form of dhikr is La ilaha illallah. Allah has given me tawfiq, I know my condition. I know day and night, I know my condition, but Allah has given me tawfiq to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Like Hazrat mentioned yesterday that Allah never asked us to, you know, you say La ilaha illallah, you have to pay 5 rand. La ilaha illallah, laysa la hijaban dun Allah. It goes right to the arch of Allah for free. It goes right to the arch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I said, it's such a mubarak zikr, this thing, La ilaha illallah. A person who was a nari, automatically when you say La ilaha, it becomes a nuri. A person who was a hated in the eyes of Allah, he said La ilaha illallah, he became the mahbub, he became the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ لَا حِجَابًا دُونَ اللَّهِ. This thing, Hazrat said, a column of nur. Hazrat said, just contemplate for a while. A column of nur is coming from the arsh of Allah to my heart. And the locks of Adah, and the locks which I've got in my heart are opening up. And what I'm asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنَّنَا خَزَائِنُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the khazana of the arsh, a khazana of everything. Like our Hazrat Da'war Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to mention ajeeb thing. Hazrat says, when you are making the dhikr of La ilaha illallah, you've got the treasure of 7 heavens in the earth. You're supposed to cherish. You're looking at those people, kuffar. They have got nothing. What a phansi ke mujrim hai. Unke paas kuch bhi nahi hai. They've got nothing. La yaghurrannaka taqallubu alladhina kafaru fil bilad. Mata'un qaleel. Thumma ma'wa'un jahannam. Is this a little enjoyment for the kuffar? 3 days of that person who's been sentenced to death and the 60 years of kuffar, our Hazrat Hakim Sabda is the same. For them, they don't know. They take a little bit of control on the earth and they forget. You've got the kingdomship of all the 7 heavens on the earth when you take the zikr, La ilaha illallah. دشمنوں کو ایش ہے آپ وہ گل گیا، دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا، ان کو ساحل پہ بھی طغیانی ملی اور ہم کو طغیانی میں بھی ساحل دیا. حضرت عجیب those اہل اللہ اللہ has given the love of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی and those are دشمن the enemies of Allah they've got nothing, they've got this world perishable, it's going to come to an end, after that is suffering only. But عجیب ان کو ساحل پہ بھی they are committing suicide with all the luxurious, they've got everything but still they are committing suicide. And those اہل اللہ in the midst of problems they are smiling. What does tell us, my brothers? In the midst of problems they are surrounded with 200 problems but they are still smiling. Why? Because Allah has made their heart a worry proof. Allah has made their heart a worry proof. They know the way it comes from. Allahu Akbar. That's why they relish. They are always smiling. So as I said, when we are making zikr at that time, let us feel that we are sitting in the company of malaika as well. The malaika Hazrat, have you Damod Raghata mentioned? Time is up. Hazrat mentioned, when a person is making zikr, at that time, the malaika, malaika they surround, حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. So we are, a person is sitting in the company of malaika. Imagine a person and the malaika, they look at these people, Hazrat says, and they astonish. Ajeeb. These people, they've got so, they've got family problems, they've got this problem, they've got worries, they've got so many other things, they've got desire to commit sin, yet they are sitting and remembering Allah. They astonish on those, that is why when the majlis, the zikr majlis, as soon as it is over, the alarm from the bari subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, that qumu maghfurun lahum. Now get up now, that you all are forgiven. The angel said, Ya Allah, but there's one or two people, they have come to the gathering for some other thing. They just said, let me just see and what's happening there. Allah says, that person, hum qawmun la yashqa bihim jaleesu. Even that person who has come by the way, he's also forgiven. Because he is in the connection with those Mubarak people. Such a blessed people, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And just very shortly, as I said, when we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was just reading, our Hakim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned ajeeb point. Hazrat says, when a person takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ek dafa Allah ka naam lene se 99 asma'e sifatiya ki tajalli usme aa jati hai. When he takes the name of Allah one time, as if he's got the barakat and tajalli of all the other 99 names of Allah, as if the person is saying, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Qahar, Ya Sattya, Ya Sattar, he's taking the name of Allah once, but he's getting the tajalli of all the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, Hazrat says, think about it for a while, that you are, when you are reading, Allah, Allah, at that time you say, Oh Allah, I love you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I'm desirous of you. Oh Allah, I'm in need of you, Ya Allah. And at that time, Hazrat says, just think about it. The entire creation is making zikr with you. Whole thing, the ceiling, roof, everything, the walls, carpet, everything is making zikr with you. And Hazrat says, when a person makes zikr in such a state, Allahu Akbar, he'll make zikr only 100 times, but he'll get the effect of 124,000 times. The effect of that zikr of 124 times, if a person makes a proper zikr, Allahu Akbar, that is the end result. That is why my brothers, our mashayikh have said, oh many a times, let us value these majalis of zikr. Let us understand the value, let us understand how important it is for a talib. For this is such a door which we have to keep on. There are many of our bayans of our hazrat, on zikr, specifically on zikr. Let us take those bayan and listen to those bayan. Listen to those muraqabah which Hazrat prescribed for us. And then after that, as I said, when this ash'ar we are reading, in between those zikr, those ash'ar, they are there to bring the reality of the zikr. So that's why Hazrat said, remember those ash'ar, memorize it, and also think about those and contemplate it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice what we do. Subhanallah wa hamdihi. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل مرا ہو جائے ایک میدان تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر
تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نعرہ مستانہ خوش میائے دم تابد جانا چنی می بائے دم اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 سبحان اللہ الحمد للہ ولا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر کبیرا الحمد للہ کبیرا سبحان اللہ بکرۃ واصیلہ اللہم لک الحمد لا نحصی ثناء علیک انت کما اثنیت علی نفسک اللہم صلی علی محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارک وسلم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین اللہم افتح اقفال قلوبنا بذکرک واتم علینا بنعمتک واسبغ علینا من فضلک واجعلنا من عبادک الصالحین ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم جزا الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو اهله سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.